You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Cocktail Corner.
Welcome, Owen.
Hi, thank you all for having me.
I'll just get that microphone right in your face.
Right on my face, yes. Awesome.
Hey, so you've wandered down from Peachtree. I sent you guys, didn't give you much notice.
No, not much
I reached out last night. I was like, hey, you up for a cocktail corner? I thought it would be a good fit because you guys, of course, are part of B Street, which is happening this Saturday night. In front of me, I've actually got... who's playing Psychic. You guys, the music is being curated by Aaron from Psychic Glands, so you're gonna see the likes of Sean O'Reilly from King Loser and the Renderers, him, Christoph El Truento from Foraging, and of course Psychic Glands DJ Aaron. Yeah, we're all gonna be playing at Peach Pit.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. I like how blunt him is as a name.
Just like, I know, it's kind of, I feel weird going, oh, him is gonna be there. Yeah. Oh, hymns playing.
It's gonna be confusing when people walk in. Yeah. What time does it start? Like 8?
Yes, it's quite an early start. There's stuff kicking off on K Road around 6.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. So people, don't be shy. You know, go
just
out,
come out,
get a bite to eat, cruise around.
It's all over K Road, so you can go anywhere really.
It's Whammy Bar, Whammy Backroom, The Wine Cellar, Audio Foundation, Madame George, Peach Pit, of course, Verona, St. Kevin's Arcade, Encore Cabaret, Love Bucket, Death Store, Pitt Street, Methodist Church, and of course it's all made possible by our sponsors Tiger Bear, Vice, AUSA, Irvine's, Skull Candy, Indomie Noodles, and St. Kevin's Arcade.
What a lineup.
I know.
Sponsors,
the actual lineup, Sigrid read it out just before my show kicked off. And it is crazy. There's so many artists.
Yeah, it looks cool. I'm really excited for that thing up at Encore later on. The fully explicit club nights. Okay, should we make this?
Yeah. What is this, something you're going to be making this weekend? Or is this like a...
I guess we can make it this weekend. Mm-hmm. On request, maybe.
What on earth is it?
So, it's kind of like a martini, but real sweet and messed with. I'm going to make two. If someone out there wants one,
I'm sure someone
will come through
in the BFM offices. Will slide on through.
So I made some limoncello.
What's limoncello?
Limoncello is like a lemon infused booze. Mm-hmm. I guess normally it's done with like quite a high percentage spirit.
What sort of spirit is this particular limoncello?
This one
got in it?
Is just with vodka though, because it's way more basic. I'm going to add about like 40 mils of limoncello to like a Boston.
How do you make limoncello? You like just add some lemon to some vodka?
Oh yeah, you like zest like a heap of lemons, like 20 lemons.
Oh my god. You and didn't lose any skin zesting them, or?
You're trying to get the yellow bit and not the, what is that called? Plith?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because the plith is like bitter, so you just want the yellow bit. And then you put it with the vodka for like
What do you do with the remaining like?
Oh, the remaining
80%
you can
of a lemon.
Like juice. So with this one's like really lemony. So I like juiced the lemons, zested them, put that with the vodka, and then put the juice aside. Left the vodka with the zest for like a few weeks, I think, and then made like a sugar syrup with the lemon juice. And then after the vodka has been infused, you like take the zest out. And then put the sugar syrup with the vodka. So it's like quite sweet.
Yes.
So yeah, 40 limoncello. And then I've got some like dry vermouth, which has been infused with like honey roasted peaches.
You guys go, this is the one thing about Peach Pit, is you guys are flat out like
fruity
secret,
as hell.
Secret ingredients like... you know, like only available at the bar type thing. Can I have a look? Can I have a sniff?
Yeah, of course.
This bottle looks like it's been in the wars. It's been around. I can't put my finger on that. Honey roasted black boy.
Yeah, I think that the peaches that
peaches
were named ages ago. It's kind of a little racist.
Mm.
They're like,
I'm just reading the bottle there, ladies and gentlemen.
Maybe we'll just say boy is spelt like a thing out at sea. Or something. I'm just going to add some more limoncello.
Oh, yeah.
Make it real boozy.
Mmm. So actually, the drink itself has gone kind of pink, which is kind of surprising.
Oh, yeah, I think that is quite red from the peaches.
The bouée.
I can think it would be.
Honey roasted.
And then I'm just going to add some ice to it.
The chartreuse.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to add that in a little bit. So I'm just...
Oh, man, this is starting to... This chartreuse smells very powerful.
Yeah, the chartreuse is a light limoncello, but it's got, like, rather than lemon, it's, like, herbs and, like, flowers and plants. I think there's, like, 150 different things in there.
Now, that's a liqueur, right? I would normally think of liqueurs as, like, not being quite so grunty, like, more in the 20%, but that's right up there. That's, like, 40.
Yeah. Well, it is, like, a high-proof alcohol.
Yeah.
That's just been... infused. It is real grundy. It's real strong. It's like super herbaceous. I'm not really that into it, but certain people are. I think the French like drink it on ice, which is crazy because it like tastes crazy.
They're massively into like digestifs and aperitifs.
Yeah,
and that sort of carry on.
Exactly. So I'm just gonna like rinse these glasses.
Someone's texted in saying, check out Coast Limoncello from Wellington. Too good.
Oh, cool.
Too good.
I do not know them at all. I feel like you can make your own, but if you're lazy, totally.
Yeah. Coast.
So, yeah, just rinsing the glasses with chartreuse. So it's like where you put a little bit in and then, like, swirl it around. And
so
then,
we're not maxing out, like,
Yeah, so
out
it's just, like, a little maximum. Flavor, nothing too intense.
Yeah.
Because it can be very overpowering.
Mm.
And then maybe I'll put a little bit of lemon on the rim, like rinsing and rimming.
I don't know if you guys will have time to make one of these on the night.
Oh yeah, we might be quite busy.
You will be busy, won't you?
I'll just give you like an evil stare if you order one.
Get out. We've got beer and beer.
Awesome. And that is all. That was real easy. So it's basically like a martini, but with buzzy other things in
it's
it.
Got so like 1, 2, 3, 4 key ingredients.
Yeah, so five. Along with the Black Boy vermouth, I just put a little bit of like standard vermouth with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that one's quite strong. So vermouth like normally like cuts through booze. It looks like I'm drinking it.
Do you want to join me?
Yeah, let's go. Cling.
Yeah. Cheers.
Thank
Cheers,
you. That's real sweet.
This tastes delicious. It's kind of, I'm almost getting like a little bit of thyme or something like that.
I'd say that would be in the chartreuse.
Okay.
Yeah, it's real buzzy stuff.
Do you reckon that's that just the tiny bit of vermouth in, or chartreuse, sorry, in the bottom of the glass is giving it that real herb, the herby flavor?
Yeah, well, it's all over the glass, so I guess when your like mouth touches it,
yeah,
that's what you get first. Ooh.
It's really sweet, but at the same time, it's kind of dry as well, which is quite nice.
Sweet but dry.
Because you know, like often you'll drink something which is like really sweet, but you'll get that quite a syrupy kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's like from people using sugar syrups, which I hate. Just like adding sugar in a liquid form.
Mm-hmm. Just going with the natural sugar, aka lemon,
and that peach and honey, I guess. Yeah, cool. That's that.
Rad. So, do you have any other sort of like hints or tips about what might be going on at Peach Pit on Saturday night?
I don't know. I guess it would be quite like a chill buzz, hopefully. Everyone just listening to that music.
Yeah.
The buzzy sound kind of music.
Yeah. Any sort of food or? Nah, not really. Just same as usual. Just
same as usual. No change.
Just trying to make sure things flow smoothly.
Yeah, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Rad.
But I think it'll be a fun night.
Cool. Well, if anyone wants to head up to K Road tonight, you might make them one of these.
Yeah, okay.
It's bloody good. All right, cheers on. And awesome. Hey, thanks to Peach Pit.
Thank you.
We'll see you on Saturday night at B Street.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.